Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the show. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We invite you to join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media site. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Post your favorite artificially intelligence generated artwork that you've done. We'd love to see those.
Let's have a little competition
over there. Oh, you want to start something? Go right ahead, Conan. What's the prize?
Internet points.
I like that.
Conan's endorsement.
5 internet points for the winner.
For the winner?
3 internet points for the second place. 1 internet point for third.
And so, are you on the social
site? Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we have a week to do this. So we come back next Tuesday. We'll discuss who wins and who judges.
Do they have to tag you?
Tag all 3 of us.
Okay. What's your username?
Let's see.
I think I'm just at Aria.
I think I'm at
Conan.
I think I'm at FTL underscore E.
How about tag Free Talk Live?
Yeah, you can do that too.
That'll work. That's probably let's do that.
It's FTL. I think it's just at FTL. Okay, I could do that.
I think that's better. And you know, well, then how do we get them to you, Conan?
Are we going to require them to share their prompt?
We can just look at the FTL site, right?
Should we require them to share their prompt and where they generated it? Stable Diffusion, Mid Journey, DALL-E 2.
If they, that'll get you more points.
Okay.
If you're willing to give it up, to give up the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Then you'll get more points. So maybe we'll shave some more points off for you.
That's sweet.
So next week we'll talk.
All right. I look forward to it. So try that over at social.freetalklive.com. All right. So we've been talking about these artificial intelligence generated artwork. What sparked the conversation tonight was somebody won a contest at the Colorado State Fair by entering AI generated artwork and walked away with a $300 cash prize in the digital art contest. Now, apparently he did say that when he entered the art, he did put in his name via Midjourney, and Midjourney is one of these AI art generators. So he did reveal to at least whoever it was that was behind the scenes putting this thing together that he had used Midjourney, but it didn't end up on the actual like placard or whatever next to his art. So
even if it would have, most people wouldn't have understood what that meant.
Yeah, the little old lady behind the desk who was taking the artwork wouldn't have known what Midjourney means. It could have been his.
Well, neither were the judges, I don't think.
Maybe if they're older, they might not. But the artists sure as hell know what AI is right now. They're finding out about it real fast because they are pissed. In fact, the Vice article here about this whole Colorado State Fair win, the actual headline is an AI-generated artwork won first place at a state fair fine arts competition, and artists are pissed. So, of course, they talked to some of these angry artists, and one of them named Janelle Jamalion said in a viral tweet about the win, quote, "Someone entered an art competition with an AI-generated piece and won first prize. Yeah, that's pretty effing essy." Of course, he spelled out the words we can't say on the radio.
So you lost to an AI-generated piece of art, and you're upset about this.
No, I don't think he entered the contest. He's just an artist.
So he's upset on behalf of other people.
Yes, correct.
Not even himself.
Another user going by the name Omnimorpho said in a reply that gained over 2,000 likes.
Ooh,
quote,
likes.
"We're watching the death of artistry unfold before our eyes. If creative jobs aren't safe from machines, then even high-skilled jobs are in danger of becoming obsolete. What will we have then?"
They said the exact same thing about photography. Exact, almost the same words.
You said this got 2,000 likes?
That's what it says,
We got to give away more than 5 internet points. I mean, this guy got 2,000 for that.
So we'll give away 5,000 internet points for the winner, 2,000 for the runner-up, and 1,000 for, or 500 for the third place.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to switch over to a different article. So
they're fine with lower skilled jobs being replaced
like
by AI. Yes, but when it comes down to what they're calling high skilled jobs like art and stuff like that, suddenly they think it's a problem.
Yeah. They do. And they're not the only ones. Kotaku did an article about this. It's basically like a left-leaning video game review website. Every time I ever read something at Kotaku, it always has a severe level of whine to it. They're constantly complaining about the industry and complaining about games. And in this case, they're complaining about art.
Well, the industry's pretty screwed up. The video game industry is.
These are the people that work in the industry that are complaining.
Yeah.
So AI creating art is an ethical and copyright nightmare is the name of this story. I'm going to jump down to where they got quotes here from some people that work in the gaming industry.
Before you do that, that is an interesting argument right there. When you consider that these are images that have been scrubbed from the internet.
But they're not. That's just the inspiration for them.
But the AI is... The AI has taken these images and learned and is repurposing them. By the way, I know I have seen the exact same image used in multiple prompts. The very similar, whatever original image it came from, I saw it. I could visualize it in the renditions that the AI was creating.
But can you find the original that it's been inspired by? Because it's probably different from the inspiration. It was just inspired by the original.
That's what I mean, but it was from an original.
In the same way that all artists are inspired by other artists.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Nothing new.
But that's what these people are complaining about. They're mad because a machine used their works to create new works, when that's all every artist everywhere has ever done. You talk to any artist and say, who inspired you? And they're going to be able to answer that question, right? They're going to go down Rembrandt and, you know, Giger or whatever it is their list of favorites were. But here's what artists who are in the business of making art for video games have to say about all this. Jeanette, and they always say in this article, not their actual name.
Why the hell not?
They love using the term there because it's a hard left publication, right? So it's all they, them.
It's not like they're revealing trade secrets or they're being FBI informants or anything like that. It's someone giving their opinion on AI-generated art.
That's the level of cowardice we're talking about here. Here's what Jeanette said. She's a concept artist who's worked at several major AAA video game publishers. Mm. Quote, artist skills were already undervalued before this technology. I fear this will compound that even more.
That's true across the board in video games, though. That this is why they shouldn't be asking the video game community how to feel about all this or whatever. Because the video game industry as a whole treats people who create video games like crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible career to get into. It's a terrible field to get into.
Video game programming and whatnot? What aspects? The artists or the programmers or the...
I mean, just go online sometime. Read a Kotaku or watch some Jim Sterling videos about it. It's across the board. The people who create the stories, the people who record the dialogue, the voice actors, the voice actresses.
Really?
The people who do the art assets, the people who do the programming. They're all just treated like crap, working 80, 90 hours a week.
I've always considered it to be a dream job. I think
Hold on. Now, that's the claim by people that work for mega corporations, right? But working for an EA or working for one of the top largest video, it's probably a pretty corporate existence in those places. That may not apply to smaller art house game projects.
True. Someone like Mojang back in the day was probably not like that. Right.
But,
absolutely.
You know, these people don't have to work in those corporate jobs.
Right.
They are, for whatever reason, and they complain about it.
I agree, but it's not a dream job by any means.
No. It's a job.
Yeah.
Right. Bruce, also not their real name, an artist who's worked on a bunch of award-winning indie hits, says, quote, the end game of a potential employer is not to make my job easier. It's to replace me or to reduce all my years spent honing my craft into a boring-ass machine learning pilot where I'm trained to vaguely direct an equivalent software in hundreds of different directions until by chance it spits out an asset we could feasibly use in a game.
Well, the goal of your employer is to make more money, dude.
I can't think of many worse hells to wind up in for my career, experientially and morally. R.J. Palmer, who actually was identified for this article, worked for Ubisoft and on a movie called Detective Pikachu, says, quote, I don't think this tech will hurt any established big deal concept artists and illustrators as much as the low-level ones. I could easily envision a scenario where using AI, a single artist or art director could take the place of 5 to 10 entry-level artists.
Exactly.
The tech is...
Exactly. That's the proof of the pudding. That's where it's at, man. We're running out. There are too many positions, not enough people to fill those positions. Now we can do that.
There's that. More coming up. Plus, it's hard to find people these days.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we can get into price controls and the bad economics that those are. You can also bring up whatever is on your mind. If you want to weigh in on AI art, feel free to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Is artificial intelligence going to be the death knell for the average artist? As they're saying here in this article at Kotaku, which is filled with a bunch of people whining about the new competition in the world of art. So they're pointing out, if you're really an exceptional artist, you're probably going to be all right. But if you're kind of average or not so talented, then maybe you're going to get replaced.
Or maybe you're just going to try one of these new programs and do use it to your advantage.
Yeah, imagine being one of these employees where you just started at this low-level art generation mm-hmm. job, and they're like, okay, well, we need you to generate, you know, 10 pieces of armor, 10 swords, and 10 bows by the end of the week or whatever. You see all your coworkers, you know, scrambling to do it, and you're like, I'm going to go to Midjourney or whatever and have it generate them. And you turn those over, you're done in 10 minutes, and your boss is like, you're amazing. Here's a raise.
Of course,
give us 10 times as many more.
They'll fire the rest of the office, and you'll have all their work to
no,
do.
No, the rest of the office is going to jump on board, too.
Well, that's their problem.
They're going to have to compete.
Yeah, that's true. This is going to up the level of competition, and that's from our perspective, people that are not necessarily competing in the business, it's always a good thing from the outside. It's a good thing for the consumer. It's a good thing for the user because we get more choices. Prices come down. There's more options in the marketplace. But when there's people from the inside of the business, no one in a business generally sees competition as beneficial. They're like, oh man, now I got to work harder.
You know? Yep. They've lost their monopoly. Mm-hmm. They've lost their power, and that's what it comes to. Yeah. You know, in any position, people they have power over others, and it's very important to them. Yeah, and when they lose it, they freak out.
And it can go in an instant, right? Like, this is happening all of a sudden. This technology has been developed, obviously, for some years, but it really just hit hard within the last 12 or so months, as I understand it. And it's really come along big time this summer with Stable Diffusion now hitting the streets, literally being released into the public, this code. Because previously, before Stable Diffusion, the other ones, DALL-E 2, Midjourney, these are all closed systems. You don't have access to the code. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's running behind the scenes. You just get to use their system, and then if you say something that they don't like or try to generate a thing that they don't want you to generate, they might ban you from that system. So there's restrictions on them. But Stable Diffusion, it quote-unquote leaked, even though they were purportedly, you know, making this thing public, the official version of Stable Diffusion was still censored.
Yeah.
But then somebody put the essentially like the 4 gigabyte file that the robot uses to essentially to make all this artwork. It's amazing that it's so small.
Yeah, you know what? Lambda leaked it.
Well, whoever it was,
the AI are leaking the AI.
God has blessed that person because right now there's literally dozens of implementations of the Stable Diffusion technology out there. You can get programs and download them to your own computer to crank out your own artwork without asking anyone's permission. It's completely uncensored. You can run programs online on hosting sites like Google Colab, which basically run code on a powerful machine that Google has in a rack somewhere, so you don't have to use it on your computer's graphics card. Maybe you don't have a powerful computer or a powerful graphics card. You just have somebody else's computer do all the work for you, and they do that for free, by the way. There's free tiers on Google Colab, so that's pretty cool. There's so many different options for this. For those that want to dig in deep, you can dig in really deep into this. But a couple more quotes here from the Kotaku piece. They're interviewing people in the digital art business in the world of video games. The one guy that was commenting, who actually used his real name, RJ Palmer, worked for Ubisoft, which is one of those big...
I know the name for some reason, and I don't know why.
He's one of those. That's one of those big companies. Ubisoft makes major AAA-rated kind of video games. He goes on to say that the tech is still fairly basic but impressive right now, and it's advancing so fast. The unfortunate reality of the industry is that speed is favored over quality so often that a cleaned-up, good-enough AI-generated image could suffice for a lot of needs. He said further, I've seen a lot of self-published authors and such saying how great it will be that they don't have to hire an artist.
Yep.
Doing that kind of work for small creators is how a lot of us got our start as professional artists. So as an artist, seeing this attitude grow gives me concern for the next generation of artists being able to find consistent entry-level work. Like they say, don't judge a book by its cover, but everybody does.
Excellent.
So
yes,
having a really great cover for your book will make a difference in who's going to pick it up, who's going to buy diet. And so if you can now get a cover done for zero or near to zero cost by just throwing some words into one of these AI art generators as opposed to hiring some, you know, art school student, which is the way he's saying they used to do it, because you hire an art school student, they're not going to charge you as much as a pro because they're just getting into it. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be more than using DALL-E or Midjourney or one of these other ones. Going on, Carla Ortiz, who worked for Marvel, HBO, and Ubisoft, said this technology is not quite there yet in terms of finalized product. No matter how good it looks initially, it still requires professionals to fix the errors the AI generates. And you were talking about that with a guy that entered the pieces into the contest at the Colorado State Fair. He did go in there and use his Photoshop skills to tweak the artwork generated by the AI.
Well, he had to give one of the characters a head.
And the AI makes mistakes.
That's
like that.
That's a bit
that
more than tweaking, though. It's like, oh. It forgot
but
their head.
A good Photoshop artist
could fix that.
Could fix
sure.
that
yeah.
lickety split.
Yeah. And of course, that's a huge time saver because it did a good job with the rest of the piece, right? He just had to do a little, you know, few tweaks here and there. She says it also seems to be legally murky territory, enough to scare many major companies. However, it does yield results that will be good enough for some, especially those less careful companies who offer lower wages for creative work. Because the end result is good enough, I think we could see a lot of loss of entry-level and less visible jobs. That would affect not just illustrators, but photographers, graphic designers, models, or pretty much any job that requires visuals, and that could all potentially be outsourced to AI.
Yep, and you would save money on your project, but you can spend elsewhere on good story writers, which is what is really lacking in a lot of these games, movies, music, art, is good composition.
Final thoughts here from a veteran entertainment industry artist, Travis Wright. He says, there'll always be a need for someone who can give an art director exactly what they want, particularly character design. But with how quickly these algorithms have improved in just 6 months, it's scary. And I can totally see indie horror games, card games, and tabletop role-playing games are going to benefit from using AI over paying an artist.
Agreed.
So
I'm glad he sees that they're going to benefit. I mean, that's the way that I see it as well. And you mentioned, you know, a lot of the focus here is on entry-level stuff, and that's certainly true. And, you know, we're going to see this, and you mentioned, you know, it frees people up to write stories or whatever, better stories. Entry-level stories and things like that are going to be created by AI, entry-level music, stuff like that. When we play these video games, when I'm playing, like, Super Mario Brothers, I don't need the music to be great. I just need it to be there and to do its job. It can be satisfactory. And the same is true of a lot of these art assets they're talking about, the entry-level ones, the swords or whatever. I don't need the starting dagger in the game to look fantastic. You know, save that for the weapon
gonna
I get under.
You're going to be plunging it into beasts. It's going to be coated with blood.
I want the one that I get after playing for 80 hours, and I'm level 250. I want that sword to be, you know, beautiful and gorgeous and all these other things. But the entry-level one, screw it. I want the final boss music to be great, but I don't care about the music in 1-1.
They're already coming out with games that are using AI-generated artwork for, like, the backgrounds and the characters, right? Like, it's already happening, and it's only going to be a matter of time before somebody throws some AI music in there, and you're going to have an entire AI-generated game that just some human just put together.
If it's good, I'll play it.
We hope a human.
Yeah. More coming up here in moments. Join us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. has been very clear that he's talking about office holders. He's talking about elected officials who have these MAGA, ultra-MAGA Republican agendas.
For going on a week, the White House is continuing to discuss what exactly a MAGA Republican is. This as President Biden spoke once again calling out MAGA Republicans during a union-sponsored speech in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. Juul Labs has agreed to pay $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states following the state's joint investigation into whether the e-cigarette maker had marketed towards underage users. Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says they screened just under 2.4 million passengers. 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking throughout most of the show about artificial intelligence and the art aspect of it. We've discussed chatbots before, which is, you know, conversations you can have with a artificial intelligence. And now art is taking, AI art is taking the art world by storm, and it's doing it fast. That's what we've been discussing. If you want to weigh in on that, you're certainly welcome to join us. Also want to get into the story about price controls that Aria wanted to share with us tonight. And finally, remind you that Free Talk Live has all kinds of cool features on our website. You can go to freetalklive.com, download archives of the show in digest format, which means that they're shorter and easier to consume than our old full radio show archives. If, however, you do still want the full radio show experience, that is available through our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com, or you can grab every night the full episode on video on our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. And that includes downloads, by the way. Our video files from Odyssey are available in an RSS feed through Odyssey. So if you really, really want to, you could download full MP4
videos. Damn, how massive are those?
I don't know, but I suspect they're a couple gigabytes.
Yeah,
every single night. So those are there for you as well. Of course, we have long-standing streaming options for you 24/7. The latest episode of the show is always playing at listen.freetalklive.com. So plenty of ways to listen. But if you want to try the new podcast out, we recommend you check out feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can subscribe to our podcast there. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's talk about price controls, Aria. We talked yesterday and over the last few weeks about the crazy energy prices happening in Europe. I mean, it's bad here in the United States. Some places, like here in New Hampshire, we're seeing rates go up quite a bit, but we're not seeing quite doublings yet of overall bills.
I did my math earlier, and my increase was 67%, so it's
pretty significant.
Getting pretty close.
Pretty significant. I mean, it's definitely nothing to be, that's something to be concerned about, especially as, you know, you think about people that are just barely getting the bills paid, folks that are barely making ends meet. This may be pushing them over into needing outside assistance, and that's going to be very difficult to deal with, especially as the winter months come upon us for those that are heating their homes with electric, especially.
And realistically, there is no outside assistance to come, right?
Well, the government's got
suffering. Well, the government's outside assistance is what created most of this.
Exactly. But that's what people are going to ask for. We had a story about an Irish pub last night that was seeing tremendous bills, and they were demanding some sort of government bailout, which, of course, just means they're going to print more money in order to give money to these businesses to supposedly keep them open. But that, of course, is going to dramatically increase inflation, and so, therefore, the prices are continually going to be pushed up. There's no way out of this through government interference. It's the government that has created this problem, but they're going to keep coming up with new ideas, or in this case, old ideas that are coming back around again. Yeah. Price controls.
The inflation, energy, and security shocks walloping the world economy are driving a kind of government intervention in markets last seen in the 1970s.
And what site is this? I'm sorry, did you
already say? This is Axios.
Thank you.
Price controls were largely abandoned after the 70s as both American and global policy shifted toward less government involvement in the economy. That's not necessarily true. The reason that they were abandoned was because they didn't work. They created shortages across the board, and people eventually figure that out. It's just a lesson that people have forgotten.
Yeah, apparently they didn't learn it.
And Mark,
although a lot of those politicians are still around, so...
But they knew in the first place that it was going to create shortages. They just didn't care because they were able to say, well, look, we did something.
Right. Vote for me. I did a thing.
Yes. It marked the beginning of the end for the bipartisan Keynesian consensus, which emphasized the government role in running the economy. In its place, a greater reliance on markets emerged during the Reagan administration. On Friday, finance ministers from the G7 group of major economies pledged to put in place a plan aimed at limiting the amount of money Russia makes from oil sales, effectively forming a buyer's cartel to try to cap prices of Russian crude. And obviously,
so stupid.
Yes.
It's not going to do that. That's not going to limit anything that Russia makes, because Russia will do business with everyone else who's willing to pay their price.
Or they'll sell it to China and let China be the middleman and sell to everyone else.
But that's
which
China
is exactly
paying.
Which is exactly what they're doing,
that's
by the
way. That's what's happening.
For decades, governments relied on largely apolitical markets. I do not know why they formatted this like this. Every paragraph is like the big picture, why it matters, state of play. It's a bunch of headers instead of actually getting into the meat of the article. For decades...
It's just an overview piece, right? It's just bullet points, basically.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. I've seen them
doing that before, though. That's not uncommon for Axios. Like, just bullet points, keep it dumbed down, keep it simple.
For decades, governments relied on largely apolitical market mechanisms to allocate commodities from sellers to buyers based on the basic...
That works.
Yes. That worked rather well. You know, if I have a thing I want to buy, the market will allocate sellers to me who want to sell that thing.
And there's no central command that is necessary to facilitate these things. These trades happen through the magic of the invisible hand of the market.
It's interesting that they refer to this, you know, that government is running the economy, and that we should have this situation where government is running the economy. The scale of things going on here, for any human being to think that a government is actually capable of coordinating all of these moving pieces together into anything that works is absolutely insane.
All you have to do is look back at communist Russia. You know, you want to see what happens when you put a central command and control economy into place. You get bread lines. You get people starving.
You get a million left boots with no right boots.
Yeah.
And what you're going to get here in Europe with them putting in price controls on the price of Russian gas or whatever is just going to be gas shortages every single time. And we see the same thing with the electricity. If you put a cap on these people's electrics, on their electric bills or whatever, the electric companies are just going to say, well, look, we can't just give them free electricity, so we're going to have to turn it off.
Yeah, that's right.
Going to be the end result of this. It's going to happen, and there's no way anyone can do anything to change that.
Enjoy your candles.
Yes.
And by the way, there was video that I saw on social media yesterday of a shop, I believe it was Italy, which is like 40% Russian fuel, sort of that's the percentage of fuel that is provided by Russia in Italy. There was a shop, I don't know if it was like a coffee shop or something like that. They had lights on in the beginning of the video, and they shut them off, and they had a bunch of candles all around the coffee shop. The only light that was on was the light that was right above the cash register, and that was it.
I mean, that's not necessarily a bad idea, you know? It instantly turns your coffee shop into, like, a romantic hangout spot.
Yeah, until somebody sets something on fire.
Okay, so... I mean, humans have been using candles for a long time, and not very many buildings burn down.
How many humans today use candles? How many millennials have ever lit a candle in their life? How many Gen Z? These people probably have never even seen fire unless it's come out of a lighter.
It's really not hard to light a candle and then let it sit there, though.
Hey, guys. How did socialists light their homes before candles?
With light bulbs.
With electricity.
Yeah. Well, before socialism, you mean?
Well, that's how the... Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, energy markets have become theaters of economic war, and governments are being forced to play a larger role.
Oh, boy.
No, governments are choosing to play a larger role. They're the ones who made energy markets a theater of war.
Yes. This is a completely of their own creation, and more regulations is not going to solve the problem that they created.
Now, what the hell did people think was going to happen when they began putting sanctions on Russia?
I don't know. It seems like they think sanctions are a magical punishment tool that's going to bend that country's people to the will of those issuing the sanctions.
Yep.
The idea is that if we just make their lives miserable, that they will overthrow their existing government. But the reality is Russia is not some poor little S-hole backwater country. Yeah, they've got 144 million people living there with plenty of natural resources and lots
and
of still, allies.
And allies, exactly. Yeah. But and as far as sanctions are concerned, we have Cuba, we have Iran, and other examples of countries that sanctions have never worked in my whole lifetime.
And all this stuff going on with Russia right now, this is just Russia putting sanctions on Europe. And Europe doesn't know how to deal with it. It's like they didn't think there would be retaliation. And I don't understand what world these people live in.
They must understand the consequences of what they're doing. This has to be deliberate. Either they're completely ignorant and stupid, or they are devious and they want to make their...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a terrible idea that seems to be coming back into vogue, which is that of price controls. And Aria's got some more, I think, to share about that here. It's happening primarily over in the UK and in Europe is what we're seeing where a lot of the proposals are coming to. But you may see it here soon in the United States as well.
Oh, they're already talking about low-income earning New Hampshireites getting some sort of subsidy to cover their electric bill, which is going up.
Well, do they already do that?
They probably
do. Oh, they're ramping it up.
And there's already price controls on. I was going to mention the price of electricity here in New Hampshire as well. There's already price controls on that. The energy company had to go to some board in the state of New Hampshire to request permission to raise the rates. That's
to some extent, that is a restriction. Yeah, that's true. We're going to talk more about it. Your calls are welcome here. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can help support, by the way, the Crypto 6 movie. There's a documentary crew that would like to make a full feature-length documentary film about the Crypto 6, which is some of the hosts of this show. Aria, you and I, we are facing a long time in prison for completely victimless so-called crimes involving Bitcoin. You can learn more at the Crypto6.com, but if you want to help out with a movie production, you can go to movie.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to their fundraiser page, and you can contribute whatever you feel is appropriate there, and I'm sure the documentary crew would appreciate that. So let's get back into the story here from Axios saying that price controls are coming back.
Well, when Russia stops exporting gas or Western countries decide to put on sanctions, the markets that are affected by this are not governed by the laws of supply and demand, according to Axios, which I think is the problem here, is that they are governed by the laws of supply and demand.
Well, markets are always governed by supply and demand. The only question is, how much meddling will the government goons do?
Well, that's exactly the issue. When governments get involved, they think that the laws of supply and demand
don't
suddenly
apply.
Magically don't matter anymore. They're governed by the political intervention, says Isabella Weber. No, they're interfered with by the political intervention, preventing supply and demand from doing the things that supply and demand are supposed to do.
Oh, they're going to act. It's just, as you pointed out earlier, if you put a restriction into place, then the supply is just not going to be there, because if people aren't allowed to pay what that supply is worth, the suppliers are just going to say, well, forget about it. Why should we bother?
Those are economic truisms, right? A price ceiling always creates a shortage.
Why would they do business when they have to make a loss? That's not sustainable, right? You have to be able to make a profit.
And the opposite is true as well. A price floor always creates a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
If you have too many of an item and you want to sell them for even cheaper, and the government comes along and says, no, you can't do that, well, people aren't going to buy your item because the market has determined that it's not worth the amount that you have to charge
mm-hmm.
for it. This is why unemployment continues to exist in the United States. Even though there's plenty of work for people to do, it's because companies can't say, hey, look, I'll pay you $3 an hour to clean my windows or whatever. The government has put a price floor on the cost of labor, creating a surplus of employment, which is, I mean, a surplus of people versus the number of jobs, which is unemployment. So this is coming from Isabella Weber, who is an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts.
And I mean, she probably doesn't know Jack Diddley.
She doesn't. Her ideas about price controls were once ridiculed, but they're increasingly being taken up by influential economic thinkers.
Well, people still listen to Paul Krugman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Keynesianism in a nutshell, mm-hmm. right? And she's giving governments the pseudo-scientific rationale for doing whatever it is that the governments want to do in the first place. They don't care if she's right or wrong, but she's giving her that rationale that allows them to convince the people that are like, look, we're pointing to this professor. She told us this will be okay.
She's educated.
Yes, and people will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The Financial Times, Martin Wolf wrote this weekend that price controls, even rationing, must be on the table. So they're
wow.
They've learned nothing
nope.
from the past century of war and economic hardship and socialism and communism.
That again comes back to the question. Did they learn nothing, or do they know
exactly
what
the
plan, they're doing?
Build back better. They have to break it down, and they have to get us at our lowest before they can implement new measures. It's all about new measures.
Right. Impoverished people are desperate. And they are going to be more likely to look to the government for help. Even though it's the government that put them in this situation to begin with, of course, the government will blame everybody else. They'll blame the corporations. Oh, those greedy energy companies.
Other party.
That's what they did in the first place. It's greedy gas companies. That's why gas prices are going up.
Right, Russia.
Putin. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to blame
somebody
it on the other
else.
People. No one is going to know who actually did this to them. And they are going to be in their breadlines with their hands out. Just begging for more handouts. This is how it works. It's always worked like this.
Meanwhile, people are, like you said, bread lines, or in this case, gas lines. People waiting to get their little ration. Of course, burning fuel the whole way.
More stimulus checks, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right here. I've got a story about the UK, where this new prime minister, there's been a bunch of hubbub about the new prime minister in the UK.
Some lady.
Yeah, some lady. Her name is Liz Truss. She's noteworthy because she said in an interview recently that she's like basically more than happy to drop a nuclear weapon. If that's what her job calls for, she just has no concern for
what
human...
sort of lunatic says such a thing?
She has no concern for human life.
But she's a liberal, though?
I don't know.
Is she the one that I keep seeing articles about on Treasury Report? Like, this is the first time there's been no white men in a cabinet.
Yeah, that's right.
This is her.
So they're going to give a 400-pound universal handout to households this autumn.
Is it a bomb?
No.
I legit honestly forgot that they call their stupid currency a pound.
Wait, is that the new So from now on, when Aria is on, we'll refer to it as the bomb.
The bomb. 400 bomb.
Well, it's going to bomb their economy.
Yeah, and then apparently they already have a price cap on energy. So I guess that's a thing over there. There's an energy bill price cap of $1,971 per year, which they're going to raise to $3,549. Sorry, I said dollars, pounds. £3,549 as of the 1st of October, but then they will likely revise it again in January. So they already have some kind of manipulation going on there.
I'm not surprised to hear it. They're just screwing things up left and right. Much of the major Western countries' efforts to manage prices have been confined to the energy sector. This is because governments can't, as we've been talking about, and manage prices. And when I said they learned nothing, you're right. Governments, they absolutely know what they're doing here. What I meant, what I should have said, was the people of the world,
they don't know,
have learned nothing. I mean, it was very obvious. I grew up watching documentaries and, you know, stuff in high school about how the gas shortages of the 1970s were caused by the price ceilings, were caused by the, you know, the price controls that were put in place by the administration.
Where did you watch these? In school?
Yes.
Holy crap. We were watching movies and stuff.
Well, I just remember watching at least one documentary about it at some point in the seventh grade.
Interesting.
And it was just accepted then, and it's common knowledge. But now we're revisiting these ideas. What are we going to revisit next? The idea of a world war? Hey, we haven't had one of those in a while. Let's give that a shot and see how it plays out this time.
Yeah.
We know how price controls play out. We know how all of these things work. We know how rationing works. It didn't work during World War II. It won't work now.
Except the millennials don't.
Except Aria, the humans have such a short memory. Mm-hmm. We don't remember what we did last Thursday.
Two generations never even went through this.
I wasn't alive during this nonsense, but I'm capable of putting two and two together, and I'm capable of reading a damn book. And the book says, hey, look, this is what happened back then, and this is why it happened.
But you're not an NPC. And that's the real problem with this equation, is that there are too many people, whether they are real or not, or they're just unplugged. That's the real problem with this.
Well, hey, if the government can knock $10,000 off your student loans, surely they can lower energy prices, right? It's magic.
Well, if they just gave everyone $10,000 and said, here, use this for your energy bill, certainly.
Yeah, they might try that, too.
Printer
they might as well.
Yeah. I want to bring Major Payne on here. He's on the line. Last caller here. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Did you hear about this craziness going on in Saskatchewan?
The stabbings?
What's going on?
Yeah. What? Evidently, it was an Indian village and then a small community next to it. Two guys, one of them 30, the other one 32. And then after they did all this heinousness, killed 10, stabbed 19 more.
What was their motives?
Got out of the woods and had a pissing match, and one killed the other. So now the last one's running wounded, near as I know.
So there's one still out, and he has not been caught? That's what you're saying?
I haven't heard anything today, but then I haven't had my ears on.
Thanks for the call here tonight. Clearly, they're going to need to ban knives, right?
Just like Britain.
Yeah. Well, they tried that. It didn't work.
That won't work.
Price controls don't work either, but no one learns because people don't know what they did last Thursday.
Maybe they'll learn when they're freezing to death. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know what I did last Thursday either, but I know that price controls don't work.
Out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And check out that Midjourney AI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.